Several detainees at the immigration jail in Tacoma say they're on hunger strike to push for better conditions, and they claim some guards are taking aggressive steps to stop them. KUOW's Liz Jones has our report.
Two men at the Northwest Detention Center released videos this week about the hunger strike inside the facility.
Hola, mi nombre es Jesús Chávez.
In one, Jesús Chávez looks into the camera. He wears a blue uniform, indicating he's a low security risk. His left eye appears swollen shut.
Por esa huelga de hambre nos golpearon los oficiales.
And for this hunger strike, the guards hit us, he says. They hit another guy in my cell. They hit me and another detainee.
Me golpearon a mí.
Officials at the detention center did not immediately respond to KUW's request for comment. Advocates say up to 30 detainees have joined in the hunger strike since it started last week. They're calling for better food, number one, and better medical care. Detainees also earn $1 a day for volunteer jobs, but they claim it's not always paid.
Por un dólar, ¿se imagina?
For $1, Chavez says. Can you imagine? Maru Moravia-Pando is with an activist group called Northwest Detention Center Resistance. She wants the officials there to take these complaints seriously.
And the least they can do is fire these guards.
Villalpando says detainees held 9 hunger strikes in Tacoma last year. Immigration officials say they've made recent changes to improve the food and respond to detainees' concerns. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.